Coach, you had all your players on the ice here today. Can you give us just an update on what your roster looks like going into this trip?
I think very probably everybody will be ready to go tomorrow. Andrew had a couple of real good days on the ice yesterday and feels strong, feels good. So he looked completely ready to go. So we'll have to give it a day, see how he comes back, but our expectation will be available to play.
Schedule for your team. You go every second night compared to what you've been through on those first two trips. Is that a good thing?
On the road, that would be the preferable schedule. You play every second night. You don't have back-to-backs. You don't have days off on the road. So pretty good opponents coming in. So but that's the schedule you like to do. You get into a travel routine. You get into a practice and sleep routine that gives you the best chance to have good legs.
Paul, all the things you've been talking about the Central Division, saying about the Central Division this year, how much you're so happy to be in it. Yeah. I assume then you'll be throwing a party of some kind this week because you're going right down the middle of the division.
Yeah, that's an article that you started with this morning, and it sounded like a good idea. I think that playing games, coming to the rink at night, knowing that you're going to have to be at your best in all parts of your games to win, so are they. Having some familiarity to the style of game that's going to be played, and there's just because of that familiarity, there's an edge to the games. Those are more fun to coach. I think they're more fun to play in. And you know, we've been seeing a lot of different styles of team in the East, and yes, there are different styles in the Central. But at the end of the day, it's usually a pretty good puck fight, and those games are more fun to be a part of.
One of your guys called this kind of a defining road trip.
I love when they do that.
I know what he means, though.
We're going to get, you know, and then coming back to Van when we get back home, there's no rest in these games, right? So there's no – the mentality of all four goes or all five are the same. We have to play really well and real hard to give ourselves a chance to win. So it will define where we're at now, not where we're going to be in 2-3 months from now.
I don't know, and I'll ask you if you think your team has played its defining game yet, the game that you discovered last year and rode to the playoffs last year.
No, but we didn't play that game in a lot of ways. The game for me was in Nashville when after Bufflin and Little got hurt, we'd been beat up. In November, we didn't have our team. We had so many injuries, but that was the game in Nashville after injuries. We came out, played with the best energy we had, systematically, about as well as we could. I'm not saying we dominated the game. That wasn't the case, but we had everything we could give them and won the game. We had good goaltending in that game, too. So every piece had a chunk of it. I don't think for coaches anywhere that there's ever a stretch where you're playing five or six of those games where you say, hey, we're really on it and we're like this every single night. Again, they go back to the Central. I don't know that living in the Central Division allows you to feel that good about your game because you're not rolling through the Central saying, boy, we just dominated those teams.
You said that. Are you hoping this stretch, this run here brings it out of you? Maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Helps define it. So, you know, the areas that you're not good at are going to get exposed. And when we play the game, we want to play for stretches of the game. You want to control as much as you can, but you're not going to control all of it. You should see what you're really good at and where your weaknesses are in the next five for sure.
It's been a few games since your power plays had a goal. Is that just one of those droughts you see in a specialty unit, or is there something that you're seeing there?
Well, it went really good, and then kind of our offense went with it after the first period in Columbus. Right, so we do feel it's no different than our penalty kill, that it looks a certain way when it's going. Again, energy level, quickness, confidence, speed. I don't think we were as fast the last two or three games as we had been, last four games really, as we had been prior to it. So that was what today was all about, to get back to that quickness.
You had Postman paired with Stewart today. Should we draw some significance from that?
No, we want to give Myers and Truba some time together, and then we're just going to audition for that spot with Stewie. And good game probably keeps you in. Great game definitely keeps you in. And short of that, how you practice is important.
Your favorite starting goaltender question? Are you going to stick with the rotation on this trip?
I don't. I've never in a rotation, Falls, ever. I never get that far down the road. That's the best I can give you.